Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. December 27th, Contagious Praise.
All this week, Derek urges us to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Today he shows us how we can choose to continue praising God even at our lowest ebb. Let's look at the example of King David in Psalm 34. The introduction to this psalm says, "A psalm of David when he feigned madness before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed." At this time in his life, David was a fugitive from his own country. King Saul was trying to kill him, so David had to leave his familiar surroundings. He went to the court of the Gentile king for refuge, but the king suspected him of being an enemy. In order to save his own life, he had to feign madness. The historic book of 1 Samuel tells us that he scratched at the door and slobbered on his beard. That was the situation. But what was David's reaction?
Psalm 34, verses 1 to 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and rejoice. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
Right there in the midst of such a terrible situation, with his life hanging in the balance and the shame of having to feign madness, David praised the Lord. That's the sacrifice of praise. When he was at his lowest, David decided to go on boasting in the Lord. When there was nothing else to boast about, he decided to boast in the Lord. Then David went on, "O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." Praise is contagious. If we learn to praise God in this way, others will join in. But grumbling is contagious too. If we grumble, we will attract fellow grumblers. We must learn to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I proclaim that regardless of my circumstances, I give God the sacrifice of praise. Boasting in the Lord, I shall continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.